In an unexpected move just before midnight, the House passed a long-stalled immigration reform bill, 230 to 166, but Republican John Sensenbrenner of Wisconsin thinks a provision to let millions of aliens who entered illegally before 1982 stay in the country is too broad.
This bill is not immigration reform. It is a grand amnesty program for illegal aliens. We simply cannot afford to have this generous an amnesty program in the guise of immigration reform.
The bill now goes to a conference committee for reconciliation with a version passed by the Senate last year. Good morning, everyone. This is Christopher Glenn with the CBS World News Roundup. Congress will be back at work again today, but probably not for long. The lawmakers will deal with relatively minor legislation, then go home more than 2 weeks late for what's left of the campaign season. The big obstacle to adjournment was cracked yesterday with the end of a filibuster that had prevented passage of a record $576 billion spending bill, forcing a shutdown of much of the government and an unexpected half-day holiday for a half million federal workers. Once that was done, passage of a landmark immigration reform bill came quickly. Senator Pete Wilson of California.
It will now go to the president's desk for signature. He has stated that he will sign it. So we are about to see the most far-reaching immigration reform literally in decades.
The bill would stem the tide of illegal immigrants by penalizing employers who hire them, and it grants amnesty to millions of aliens who entered the country illegally before 1982.
Those people are going to be able to come out from undercover. They're here anyway. They're going to have a chance to become citizens of our country. And I think that they'll be good citizens.
Senator Lloyd Benson of Texas. There's harsh criticism of the measure, too.
This is Peter Cattell in Mexico City, where the kindest reaction to the immigration bill is that it reflects American politicians' ignorance. There's no immediate response by the Mexican government to the bill's passage. But some members of the official political party have been warning that the bill's enactment would spark mass deportations of Mexican workers from the United States. Scholars dispute that, and senior politicians say it's not the American aim. But there is a consensus that the United States is trying to cope with an economic process by applying police power at the border. Mexicans tend to view crossing the border to work as a natural and unstoppable practice, regulated by demand on the U.S. side as much as it's propelled by the cheap labor supply in Mexico. Yet the U.S. is seen to portray itself as the target of migrant hordes. In fact, reasoning here runs, both countries benefit. Peter Cattell for CBS News, Mexico City.